أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون. In the previous ayat, the beginning of Surah Yasin, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that Allah had sent Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as His messenger. And in the previous surah, Allah mentioned that the people of Makkah said, we want a Rasul, a Kitab, who we can follow. So Allah said, we have sent that Rasul now. And then Allah said, we had sent him with the Quran Sharif and the qualities of the Quran Sharif. Also Allah Ta'ala explained that when Allah Ta'ala does not put a seal on a person's heart right from the beginning, but when he keeps on doing wrong actions. And as we explained the example, we hire somebody to work, we don't hire him to fire him. And we have quite a few workers. Those who work well carry on working, but those who start stealing, robbing, stealing time, not working properly, etc., after several warnings, how many warnings? And it depends on how kind the boss is. Sometimes he gives him plenty warnings, but then when he keeps on doing that, finally he gets fired. Just like that, Allah Ta'ala has given everyone a fair chance that he believes and be obedient to Allah. But when people keep on renegading, go against Allah Ta'ala, and in fact from the heart when they turn against Allah Ta'ala, then Allah puts a seal onto their heart, and now their doors of hidayat are closed for them. So Allah Ta'ala explained that one was that Allah, like an example of a neck collar that is put on somebody. Like sometimes if we have an accident or something and they put a collar around the neck in order that it does not move, it can come right again. Or like when a person has a stiff neck, and if it's very severe, he can't turn his neck at all. He's just looking one way. He has to turn with his whole body if he wants to turn. Like that, Allah puts a neck collar right around the neck, and a person cannot see anything behind him, below him. He just looks on top all the time. He's in a straitened jacket. He cannot see anything. Further, Allah explains not only so much, but وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا اور بنائے ہم نے ان کے آگے دیوار. And we have made a wall right in front of them. وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا اور پیچھے دیوار. And behind them a wall. فَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ پھر اوپر سے ڈھانگ دیا. And then we covered them up completely from the top. فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ So unko kuch nahi sujta. Now they cannot see, they cannot realize, think about anything. In other words, all doors of hidayat are closed upon them. Their heads are in a straightened, in a neck collar. They are in a straightened jacket. They are just looking one way. There is a wall right in front of them, wall right behind them. They are covered from the top. In other words, there is no road of hidayat left open for them. This is what the condition of a person comes. Therefore, we should be very careful of our sinning. Our sins lead to this year. One sin leads to another. Minor sins leads to a major sin. And then finally, it must not become that our hearts are sealed. And then whoever speaks to us, whatever bayan is given, Quran is read to us, it does not make sense to us. And we just want to carry on with our one way. That is when the heart is sealed from Allah Ta'ala, a person must in fact always make dua also that Allah protects him from that condition. And that is mainly on account of our sins, or rather only on account of our sins. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ اور برابر ہے ان کو تو ڈرائے یا نہ ڈرائے یقین نہیں کریں گے. Now, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is the same and equal whether you warn them or you do not warn them. They are not going to believe. In other words, who can be a greater inviter to Islam than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But even his da'wah is not going to have an effect on them. The words of the Quran also don't have an effect on those people. So just that the heart becomes sealed is a very serious condition, and a person must keep on begging from Allah and humbling himself in front of Allah that Allah does not make his heart in that condition. And if it remains like that, and at the time of maut, then a person leaves without iman. which means he goes into perpetual adab in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah and forever in Jahannam. If the doors of the heart are closed, then it's a very, very serious condition for a person. Innama tundiru manittaba al-dhikr. Tuto dar sunai usko jo chale samjai. Allah Ta'ala says that your warning will be beneficial for those people who manittaba al-dhikr, who walk towards this remembrance. Wa khashi ar-Rahman, or dare Rahman se bil ghayb bin dikhe. Those people who have the fear of Allah, that Allah is such a great being, how can we disobey Allah Ta'ala? And those people who have a desire to follow the truth, they don't know the truth, but they want to see the light. There are many, many non-Muslims also who are like that. Just one little example, one young non-Muslim boy in Madagascar, about 12, 13 years old, he was looking for hidayat. He traveled about 500-600 kilometers and very, very difficult roads to meet somebody to ask him for hidayat. First he went to the Christian, the church. The priest himself told him, what you looking for is not by us, that is by the Muslims. Then he went to the Shias, and his heart was not satisfied. Then he went to an alim, and he accepted Islam. Now he's a hafiz also, and he's an ustad already. So this is when they desire. There are many people who are looking for the truth. So when you will advise such people, those people will listen. And this was the main effort of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that those who had the talab, the desire, like people, students who come to a Darul Uloom, they come of their own choice. They want to learn deen. People who come to a khanqa come of their own choice. They want their islah to be made. Then there are many people who are out who are not interested at all. For that, alhamdulillah, we have the Tabligh Jamaat to go and create an interest in their hearts. That they are just away from the masjid, they are away from deen, then who will go to them? So there are many people out there also who want the truth, but they are not coming on their own. So when this little candle light is taken in front of them, they grab it and they come on to hidayat. So Allah Ta'ala says that those people benefit fully. And those who don't want to listen, whose hearts are sealed, they don't benefit. But in any case, referring to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly, and everyone else who makes an effort to bring people onto deen, they will get their reward. Those people, whether they believe or they don't believe, whether they accept or they don't accept, that is their problem. But the person who will make an effort, he will get his reward for it. And therefore, the effort has to carry on. Even though Allah has declared that there are so many who won't accept, but even on them the effort must be made. For those who, and it is two things, those who make the effort will get the reward, and the other is itmam e hujjat, that the proof is completed. On Qiyamah's day, they won't be able to say, nobody came and tell us, we didn't know. People went to them, invited, it was them who did not accept. فَبَشِّرْهُ بِعَذَابِ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. So unko khush khabri de, maafi ki aur izzat ke thawab ki. So Allah says, those people who accept and listen and they follow the right path, give them good glad tidings of their forgiveness and of a great reward from Allah Ta'ala. Inna nahnu nuhyi al-mauta, hum hai jo zinda karte hai murdo ko. Allah Ta'ala says, it is only we who make the dead alive. That is on Qiyamah's day, Allah will make the dead people come alive. And yeah, in this world, whose hearts are dead, who are filled with kufr, disbelief of the year after, that is, their hearts are dead. Allah is the one who makes their hearts alive. It is not by you giving da'wat. Allah declared for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that you also cannot give hidayat. Hidayat is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. We are made responsible for the effort. And the result, the hidayat, is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. اور لکھتے ہیں جو آگے بھیج چکے اور جو نشان ان کے پیچھے رہے. And Allah says, we write down continuously all that what they have sent forward and that what follows them. What they have sent forward, that is all the amal that we have done. Good also and bad also. It is written. And whatever a person has done, he has done good, he will get good in the year after. He has done bad, he will get the return of that in the year after. وَآثَارَهُمْ And what follows them. Like a person built a masjid, took part in the building of a masjid. As long as, now that person passed away, but as long as people are making namaz in that masjid, whatever good is happening, zikr, tilawat, bayans, effort of deen, all that person is getting the sawab. A person had a borehole dug, had a well put up. So all this, long as people are taking water, he's gone to his qabr, but the sawabs he's getting. And like for example, Darul Uloom Deoband, a person in those days who gave one paisa, which is hardly any money today, but till today in his qabr, he's getting the rewards of all the good that is happening. So that is the things that follow you. On the other hand, a person built a cinema, a person built a gambling den, or any other evil thing, and he dies. And as long as that evil carries on, this bad is written in his account also. And he suffers the consequences continuously. So we should be very careful also, our children, are we leaving them on the right path or on the wrong path? If we taught them deen and they practicing deen, we will get the sawab of them practicing all along. And if we did not teach them deen, we took them in other avenues of life, and there was no deen in them, and we didn't make the effort. If we made the effort and they don't listen, that is different. But we didn't make the effort to bring them onto deen, and we die, whatever wrong they're going to do, we're going to get that commission, that evil commission, and that sin will be coming into our account as well. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ اور ہر چیز گن لی ہم نے ایک کھلی اصل میں. And everything, Allah Ta'ala says, we have covered it and we have kept it safe in a very open form. And that is the Lawh-e Mahfooz by Allah Ta'ala, where everything was written. And what is going to happen was also written. But a person only gets his reward or his punishment after he did the action. And what Allah had written was not that they are forced to do that, but it was just the knowledge of Allah, that Allah knew they're going to do this. So Allah wrote it down before. From before it was written, and after a person does his actions, then his rewards or his punishments follow accordingly. So in this way, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala has encouraged us that we should stay away from sin. Keep our hearts open. Don't close the hearts for the nur of Allah Ta'ala. And then a person sees, he gets drawn to goodness all the time, more and more. And he comes on to hidayat. And if we keep on sinning, no tawbah, etc., then we see for ourselves, we go further and further away, and our hearts become black, and they don't accept the truth and the light in any way whatsoever. May Allah guide us towards righteousness.